I have on the line the one of the greatest voices of contemporary literature. She's a writer, poet, director, actress, playwright, civil rights activist, Miss Maya Angelou. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Berry. Oh, I love your energy.
Well,
it's
thank
wonderful
you.
To hear first thing in the morning.
Well, thank you so much. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to talk with you. This is the first time I've ever talked with you. And so, you know, I'm a little giddy right now. I've interviewed a lot of people throughout my career. And, you know, you're on my bucket list to talk to people. You're on my bucket
thank
list.
You.
And, you know, I'm going to send this to my mom and tell her, hey, guess who I interviewed, Mom? I interviewed Miss Maya Angelou, and she's going to be giddy and you know, as well. But the seriousness of what's going on in the country right now, we've got an election where you can't get the Republicans to work with the president. The world is just looking at us like, okay, what is going on in America? You can't work together to solve problems. What's the importance of getting out to vote?
Well, it's imperative, and I don't like to use one word to include everybody. Not all the Republicans are intractable. Not all. And I'm sorry to say, not all the Democrats are tractable, or to me, have the vision to see why it's important to vote. I know that there are some preachers who said don't vote because they disagreed with something President Obama said. And it's a terrible thing to tell people who had to and who paid sometimes with their lives, from lynch mobs and lynch nooses and from burning houses to fight for the right to vote, and to tell them don't vote because I disagree with something the president said. I think it's imperative that we take the high road, encourage people to not sit on the sidelines, because for one thing, it's dangerous. And personally, I don't want to think of a person who did not register, did not vote, who wakes up on the day after election and finds that the president was not voted in and feels like he can kick himself or she could butt her head against the wall because she didn't get off the sideline.
Right. You got to get out there and register. And most important, you got to get out there and vote. Now, there's a group, Women for Obama. What's the importance this year of women voting for President Obama?
Well, it's important that women and men, I really don't like to see us further polarized. But it's important for women in particular because we are so important. I mean, we are the people who keep the churches going. We are not the ministers for the most part, but we are the usher board and the women of the church, just the members themselves, who keep the churches going and the schools. And keep, and sometimes we are the ones who keep the grits on the stove.
Right, the grits
and
the
really, and the collard greens and so forth. So we are important. And unfortunately, the playing field is not equal for us. So that there are a couple of hospitals here in North Carolina which are named for me. One is Women's Health and Wellness. And because there's not enough money or not the same amount of money put into the research for women's health as there is for men's health.
Mm-hmm.
And we need somebody who will think of us, who will include us in the plans for the next millennium.